All right, so we're diving into digital citizenship today.
Which, honestly, when you hear it like that, it sounds kind of like official and maybe even like, I don't know, a little bit like boring, you know?
Sure, yeah.
But actually, like when you think about it, being a good person online, it's kind of a big deal.
It is, yeah.
Especially now that so much learning is happening online.
Yeah.
And, you know, one organization that seems to be like really into this whole digital citizenship thing is Ignite Center.
Absolutely, yeah.
And for anyone who doesn't know Ignite Center, they're a big online learning community.
They are, yeah.
They're doing some really interesting stuff. In fact, they even had like a whole week dedicated to digital citizenship.
They did, yep.
Which, you know, got me thinking like, okay, if they're putting so much emphasis on this, there's got to be something to it.
Right, right, absolutely.
So we've got their blog post here about Digital Citizenship Week.
Yeah.
And we're going to kind of dig into like, what does that actually mean?
Yeah, I think what's so interesting here is that Ignite Center isn't just like, you know, talking about this stuff in theory.
Right.
They're actually, you know, they're running this online learning community.
They are, yeah.
Which means they have to put these ideas into practice every single day.
Exactly.
So it's not just some kind of, you know, abstract concept to them.
Right.
It's about, like, how do we actually create a learning environment where everyone feels safe.
Totally.
And where everybody can, you know, actually learn effectively.
Yeah. I mean, that just makes perfect sense when you put it that way. And
right.
And the cool thing is they don't just, like, you know, talk about it in these big, vague terms.
Right.
They actually give some, like, really specific advice.
They do.
For students especially.
Yeah.
And it's really all about the fundamentals, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like, remember that classic advice?
Yeah.
Think before you post. You know, like, that moment where you're about to hit send and you're like,
oh, is this a good idea?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should I actually do this?
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
We've all been there, right?
Absolutely. And one of the things they actually suggest, which I think is so smart, is like,
yeah,
if it's something that, you know, could be controversial or that you might, you know, regret later, they actually say, just pause.
Oh, I like that.
For 24 hours before you post it.
24 hours, wow.
Which seems so simple.
It does.
But, you know,
yeah,
it gives you that time to cool down.
Yeah.
To, you know, to think about it again and maybe avoid some kind of, like, digital disaster.
Right, totally, totally. Okay. I love that sometimes you just need a little breathing room.
Absolutely.
And speaking of avoiding disasters, right?
Right.
They also talk a lot about this idea of, like, online respect.
Mm-hmm.
Which basically means, like, treat people online the way you would treat them face-to-face.
Exactly.
Which, again, seems obvious.
It does, right?
But it's so easy to forget when you're, you know, behind a screen.
Totally. It's like basic human decency shouldn't disappear just because you've got a keyboard in front of you.
Exactly. And, you know, this actually ties into another really, really important point, especially in online learning, protecting your personal information.
Yes. So important.
Because you're often sharing more on those platforms than you would, like, on your average social media.
Exactly. You're sharing assignments. You're sharing personal reflections. Sometimes even, like, you know, home videos or things like that.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
So it's really important to be mindful of what information you're putting out there.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's something that the blog post does touch on. But I think it's worth, like, really emphasizing.
For sure.
You know, like, you actually have a lot more control than you think you do.
You do, yeah.
Over your privacy settings and what information is actually visible online.
Exactly. Exactly. It's about, you know, being savvy and being aware of the tools that are available to you.
Right. Exactly. It's not about being scared. It's about being smart.
Totally.
And this kind of leads into another thing that Ignite talks about, which is this idea of being a responsible digital citizen. Which, okay, I'll admit, it sounds a little bit like, you know.
A little bit like a comic book.
Yeah.
Like, you know, superhero-ish.
Yeah, a little superhero-ish, but I kind of like it.
Right.
Because it kind of makes it sound cool.
Nope, you know? It does.
And I love that they're framing it so positively. It's not just about, like, avoiding the bad stuff online. It's about, like, how can we actually make the internet a better place?
Exactly. Exactly. It's about being, you know, an active participant in creating that positive online world.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Rather than just kind of, you know, passively consuming whatever's put in front of you.
Totally. Yeah. It's about taking ownership, taking responsibility.
Absolutely. And, you know, this actually leads really well into the advice that they give for parents and caregivers.
Oh, yeah, because it's not just on the students, right?
Exactly. It's a whole community effort. And they talk a lot about the importance of open communication.
Yes.
Like actually talking to your kids about online safety.
Which, let's be real, that can be a little awkward.
It can be so
awkward. Like, how do you even start that conversation?
Oh, right. But Ignite, they actually provide some really, really helpful tips.
They do? Okay.
Yeah, for navigating those conversations.
Like what?
So they talk about things like, you know, setting screen time limits.
Right. That's always a good one.
Keeping an eye on your kids' online activity.
Sure, yeah.
But not in a way where you're like, you know, big brother, but just kind of being aware of what they're doing, who they're talking to.
Right, like it's about finding that healthy balance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And perhaps most importantly, they talk about parents and caregivers being positive role models.
Oh, that's huge.
Right.
Lead by example, right.
Exactly, because, you know, our kids are always watching, even when we think they're not. So true. So true. And it's kind of like that whole do as I say, not as I do thing.
Right.
Except online.
Exactly.
Yeah. And what I really appreciate about Ignite is that they don't just preach this stuff, you know,
right.
they actually live it.
They do. Yeah.
Like they've woven digital citizenship into their curriculum.
Yeah. It's part of like the actual learning experience.
Exactly. And they offer ongoing support. So it's not just like a 1 week thing and then they forget about it.
Exactly. It's woven into the fabric of their community.
Yeah. And I think that's really what struck me.
What stood out to you the most about all of this?
I think for me, it's the ripple effect.
The ripple effect, okay.
You know, like, if even one student makes a smarter choice online or a kinder choice,
right,
or just a safer choice because of what they've learned through Ignite,
mm-hmm,
that's huge, you know?
Yeah, it is.
That's making a real difference.
Yeah, that's a really powerful thought, right?
Yeah.
That, like, small actions can have a big impact.
And that's something that I think we all need to keep in mind,
yeah,
especially as our lives become more and more digital.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah. So much to think about.
Yeah, it really is.
And so much we can all do to create a more positive digital world.